Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Alpha Star Radio. Been a while since I've been on. I have been out of town for a couple of weeks. I hope everyone is having a great week. This is an absolute perfect star alignment, so to speak. Before I get into the stars, though, we did have a new moon in Leo a few days ago, but before I get into that, I do want to talk about where I went, because if any of you out there are into going somewhere that is off the beaten track, not a lot of crowds, really in nature, going on hikes and whatnot, you have to go to this place we camped at called the Wild Spirit Wolf Sanctuary. And I will post all of this on Alpha Star Radio Facebook page for everyone. But a friend of mine, a Native American friend of mine, suggested this, and also a psychic friend of mine, William Constantine, had suggested this place. So I had two people coming at me telling me, you got to check this place out. And I have to tell you, I thought I knew everything there was to know about wolves until I went here. We got educated a little bit, and it was really incredible. So if you're not into camping, which we learned that one, my oldest child is not, then there's also log cabins you can rent and all kinds of stuff you can do, take hikes. There's all kinds of national monuments there and the volcanic ice glaciers. Lots of things to do, but it's really into nature, and lose your phone. There's no cell phone service. You are 8,000 feet above sea level in a small little town called, and I'm going to try and pronounce this, bear with me, Romola, New Mexico. Anyway, I'll post all of this on Facebook for you guys to check out. If you're ever in those neck of the woods, remember what I said about this place, and if you're into nature, this is definitely the place for you. They have camping. They have little markets there. It's near a Indian reservation, is my understanding. Like I did, we camped. So they're near a Zuni Pueblo reservation. It is off of the I-40 if you are ever interested in going. Just to tell you a little bit about this place, it is nestled away in a mountain community. It's Candy Kitchen, New Mexico, is one of the towns. The Wild Wolf Sanctuary, this is a nonprofit organization that hosts over 50 wolves and wolf dogs. So it's not just wolves, there's dogs there too. They had a pack of German Shepherds they had caught in New Orleans. They were brought there from New Orleans and kept them all in the family, and there's five of them in a pack. And these guys don't look like wolves. They definitely look like a lot of German Shepherd. We got to learn a lot about the difference and how you can tell the difference between a wolf and a dog, which is very interesting. So if you are into nature, please check this out. And if any of you out there know of someone that, you know, has a wolf or is looking to find the animal a home, or, I mean, we have to remember, wolves are wild animals. They don't make the greatest of pets. Now, I know some people that do have them as pets, but those people are, one of them is my friend who's an animal psychic. These people have a connection with animals that some of us don't have. Some of us weren't blessed with those gifts. Anyway, you got to check it out, Wild Spirit Wolf Sanctuary. Very beautiful place. Check it out on the web, and I'll post it on my Alpha Star page as well. All right, enough about the wolves. You guys know the show is Alpha Star Radio. There's a reason. That's for my deep love for wolves. Anyway, happy birthday, Leo. This is the month of August, and it is the sun is in Leo. We had our new moon back on the 2nd. My apologies for getting on air so late with this information. But that moon that we had is the moon of love, romance, children, and, of course, creativity. And it's going to be it's a time, the next 2 weeks right now, these are beautiful stars. This is a time when we feel like celebrating. We feel like going out on the town and partying and having a good time and getting together with friends. Like I said, it is the sign of love and romance. So simply put, love is in the air with this. You know, it's like that song, love is in the air. All right, I'm happy it's Friday. Can you tell? Now, the motto for the next few weeks is going to be this, everybody. It's to love thyself. And you need to be your own best friend first. Love yourself first and also help others. That's the motto for the next few weeks. And it should be that motto all the time. But with the energies that are at hand here and the stars' alignment, the next 2 weeks are going to be very beautiful. And wherever your sun falls in Leo, wherever Leo is in your chart, because I practice, remember, the type of astrology where we are every single part of the zodiac. So for me, Capricorn, my sun is shining right in my eighth house. This is corporate endeavors. This is money. This is sex. This is life and death. So you'll see for a goat like myself, things will take place of positiveness in that eighth house. If you're a Leo, it's shining right on you. The next 2 weeks are lucky, lucky, lucky. So make the best of these stars. Now, I'm trying to keep this show on a positive note. I don't want to get into bad news, and I don't want to I'm going to save that for my next show, because my next show, we got to go over the month of September. Oh, my God. I'm very worried. We'll talk about that in 2 weeks, though. This is a happy show. This is going to be about positiveness. This is going to be about the light and the love. And the only negative that I do want to bring up is people always say, oh, God, you know, I thought we were in a waxing moon. Well, good and bad happen in both moon phases. And we do have a Plutonic phase coming up. This is for, I'm going to give the dates of the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. I was on vacation when this happened, and I had some people contacting me. I had actually, this was the night after I had got done camping, and I came back into civilization. It was the night that the France, the La Bastille Day happened in France. I think that was like July 14th. I think it was July 14th, and someone said to me, well, we're in a good moon. Why is this happening? Well, if I go back and look on my calendar for July 14th, we were in a Plutonic phase. And that is exactly why I took my vacation in the boonies. I took it away from crowds. I could have gone to Disneyland. I could have gone to Universal Studios, you know, the zoo. I could have gone here, there, and everywhere. But I decided to go back into nature, away from people. My trip turned out fine. The trip for the people in France didn't turn out so good. I don't care whether it's a new or a waxing moon. Don't go into large crowds in that particular phase, and you should be fine. That's all I can say. Use common sense. When we're in those phases, if you know the moon's in Scorpio, then you know we're moving into a Plutonic phase because the planet shifts right along with it. And it takes on that energy. But anyway, that's the only negative I have for you. So the date of August, what did I say? 9th, 10th, and 11th, and the 12th, those 4 days. Just keep an eye, be aware. Don't go into any crowded places. Lay low. That's what I always tell people for the Plutonic phase. Lay low. Anyway, enough of that. It looks good for the next 2 weeks, and I will come back in 2 weeks and go over the full moon forecast. And I do want to talk about September. Just a little secret to let you guys know, and I know a lot of practices method know this secret already, but when I talk about north and south node and universal energy, every 18 months there's a shift and the node moves into another sign. Right now the node is in Virgo and the tail is in Pisces, and this is directly affecting both September and March souls. negative and positive, depending on their karma. Now, the reason I bring up September is those two nodes are September, which is Virgo, and March, which is Pisces. So those months are going to have the most impact on the world. And then if you see back in this past March, tails in Pisces, Pisces is water, flooding, things like that. This coming, I don't want to talk negative right now. Keep your eye on the Middle East. That's all I'm going to say. And we'll talk more about this in a few weeks, and maybe I'll have one of my psychic friends on, and she can talk a little bit about what she's seeing. You know, it's crazy things happen when an astrologer and a psychic get together. And I'll ask her to come on the show in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk about that. But for the next 2 weeks, I want you guys to enjoy life. Live it. Live large. Enjoy it. This is a beautiful time to throw parties, get together with friends and family. We've got some trines and stuff going on, too. And I'm going to put my glasses on. Now, I didn't create this. I'm actually reading this from a book I was given, which I absolutely love, and it's from the Llewellyn's catalog company. And I usually buy their moon sign book every year, but I found another book that I have to add into my arsenal, and this is called the Llewellyn's 2016 Daily Planetary Guide. If you are an astrologer like myself, this book is a must-have. I mean, this book is incredible, and it gives you a pillar of information. So just a little tidbit of information. I think you can get it for like $11.99 at the Llewellyn's, llewellyns.com, and they're a metaphysical bookstore. They've been around for plus years now. But we have this trine that's taking place with the new Leo moon that came in on Tuesday, and it's strengthening and it's vitalizing energy. And we're seeing new beginnings everywhere, and I'm seeing this for my own self with a couple of my friends have had babies in the last few days. So we're seeing this with babies being born. You know, this is new beginnings. And couple of new babies have been came into this world, and wow, little Leos, love them roar. And anyway, with this trine that's taking place, it's like I said, it's vitalizing energy. It's a new beginning for many, and what's good is Mars is leaving Scorpio and it's moving into Sagittarius, which is a good thing. This kind of puts the planet exactly in the same spot it was last year at this time. But things are not going to be, how do I say this in a tactful way? Well, I'm just going to say it from how I see my own stuff. I'm a procrastinator. I put it off and I put it off. I put it off until I can't put it off anymore. And it's going to change for a great many of us, including myself. We won't be putting stuff off to the side anymore. We're going to clean it up, take care of it, take it all on. Now, tomorrow, Venus also moves into Leo. And, Venus leaves Leo and it actually moves into Virgo. And it sits there quietly with Mercury in Virgo. So this should be interesting. But it's a comfortable place, and we won't be thinking as much about romance as we will about the critical thinking of Virgo and analyzing things. You may be analyzing your relationships, or you may be reanalyzing your finances or restructuring your work area or reorganizing Virgo. It's all good. Like I said, the next 2 weeks is going to be a very nice phase for a great many people, so I want you all to get out there and enjoy it. With the crazy things that are going on in this world, if I didn't have spirituality, I'd lose my freaking mind. I swear, if I didn't have what I have and what I know, I would lose my mind in the world that I see, and I see it on Facebook. I see it with friends fighting amongst each other, the whole political stuff that's going on and the whole religious stuff that's going on proves to me once again that it is so true. The two evils that plague this world, and I say world, not country, are politics and religion. Anyway, and religion's taken a big hit because the tail's in Pisces, and Pisces is religion. I don't see it getting any better. I see it getting worse before it does get better. But, like I said, we're focusing on the positive, and I'm going to also pull a tarot card for the day. And if you like these tarot cards, give me feedback, and I will start pulling a tarot card a day and posting it on Alpha Star Radio's Facebook page. Just for the heck of it, sometimes people like to read that stuff, and it is very true. When you pull a tarot card for the day, it definitely takes on the energy of the day. So I tried to get my youngest daughter to go on the show with me because she, in the brief time we were at that wolf sanctuary, that kid can name every damn wolf that's there. I mean by name. I just sit there and go, okay, I'm confused. They look alike. Who's who? She's very good at it. Tarot card of the day. I'm going to go ahead and pull a card. And the tarot card of the day, I drew the High Priestess. And the High Priestess is a Gemini card. It's a warrior. It is a birth of a warrior. It's a form of elevation. It's spirituality. It's intuitiveness. It's divinitation. The spirit is pertaining to the unknown. Now, this also has a negative tone to it. Not too negative, though. On a negative, some of us may have an intellectual dispute with someone. That doesn't have to be negative, okay? Because all in all, this is a great card. So that is the mantra for today. Go out with the spirit of a warrior because you have great celestial energy today to do those things. And I'm going to make this short and sweet, and I will return in a few weeks. And like I said, if you do like me doing the tarot cards, a daily tarot card, hit me up on Alpha Star and let me know. I liked it. I didn't like it. I need feedback. In order to make it better, we need feedback. So anyway, have a great weekend. I'll return in a few weeks, and I'm going to go through some of the negatives that are coming up for September. I'm going to go through the full moon forecast. And I'll also do another tarot thing. And if you're ever interested, I do astro tarot readings. To all my listeners, you're always $25. If you're interested, hit me up. And have a great weekend, and I'll see you in a few. Adios.